you know, it's like one of those things that comes up, and I'm like, how did you not know that about me?
Well, that's what I know, but then it's like witch nuts, because there's not the normal nuts.
Well, right. And almonds, I'm not sure about right now. But walnuts, pecans, hazelnuts, those are all no good.
Give me three nuts you can eat.
Cashews, peanuts.
Mm-hmm. And?
Pistachios.
Okay.
Pine nuts for pesto.
Right.
I can do those. I just know that one of them makes my throat irritated and the other one doesn't. It doesn't like close up and kill me, but it's really annoying. Here's a tip. You may not know this. Because I'm like a foodie, Romesco sauce.
Right.
They never say that it has nuts in it, but it usually has like walnuts.
Oh.
Or maybe almonds. It's one of the two. I forget. But so if I ever see Romesco sauce on something, I go, I'll stay away from that because it's made with nuts. Mm-hmm. Did you see American Airlines is going to let people with peanut allergies board early?
No, I did not.
I think that's kind of ridiculous.
Have you ever been asked not to eat nuts on a plane?
Yeah, but I understand that. It's, you know, I get that. If you have a life-threatening allergy, especially when you're on a plane, there's not a hospital nearby, you know. So I get that. What? Someone's life-threatening allergy is getting in the way of your snacking?
No. It's...
You just got so angry about that for no particular reason.
I know. I'm kind of on the fence because is your allergy so severe that if somebody five rows away eats a nut,
yeah,
you're going to die?
Some people, yeah.
Then
you shouldn't fly? Eva, how often do you fly? Maybe twice a year?
Right.
Is this really getting in the way of your life,
no,
your freedom?
No, it's not. It's not. It's just trying to get a whole plane to do something for one person.
Is one
it's
person's
a hard thing.
Nut allergy denying your pursuit of happiness?
Why don't they just not serve nuts? Just serve pretzels.
And what's the point of boarding early, though? I don't get that. American Airlines. And listen, I'm saying this as someone with a nut allergy, granted a mild one.
Right. They're going to be our frequent flyers and nut allergies. You can line up first.
Well, no, probably not because, well, if they start boarding early. Right, but what's next?
Believe me, there's already kids.
I have a gluten sensitivity.
Right, I'm okay with the soldiers. I'm okay with the people in wheelchairs.
Well, of course. Oh, good for you.
Okay.
What do you want? A medal for that, Mother Teresa?
Yes.
Coming up, we'll meet a new outstanding woman. She actually allows people in wheelchairs to board the plane first.
I like fair. That's why I like Southwest. You get a thing, 1 through 60. You line up in your number, right? I'm 42, you're 43. You're behind me. I know it doesn't matter, but you're behind me.
But they have early boarding, too, for people who are, you know, disabled. And,
I get the wheelchair.
Can we get back to the point?
What was the point?
Peanut allergies. Okay. Why do you need to board early?
Yeah,
test if the plane is affected? Well, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
What do they get? They get you on there first to see if you're going to have an attack. So that way, okay, well, you peanut allergy people, you just stay in here. We're going to shut the door and see how you do for a few minutes. You know what I mean?
Here's a few EpiPens.
Yeah. Hey, good luck. Let's open the door. Oh, they're still alive. All right.
Okay.
Disabled and soldiers, you're next. You're right?